Today's Mishnayos is Mesechtes Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. Today's Mishnayos is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Arya Tzvi, Ben Reb Chanuch Hendel, Hashem Yimkom Domoy, the Heilige Kozhug Lover Goyen. So the Mishnah is going to discuss, and really both Mishnayos are going to discuss, what type of crops one is obligated to leave Peah from. Says the Mishnah, Klal Amru BePeah, the following rule was said with regards to the laws of Peah. Kol Shehu Oichel, any crop that's a food. What does it mean it's a food? It means it's something that is universally considered as food, as opposed to plants that were used as dyes, that were maybe used for medicine purposes. So a food that's considered food by everybody, v'nishmar. Not just that, it's something that's quote-unquote protected, as opposed to a field that you acquired from Hefker. So if the field was ownerless, and then you went and you acquired it from Hefker, the halach is that field would not be obligated in Peah. V'gidulav min ha'aretz. The only time you're obligated to leave Peah is if the thing that grew directly from the ground, as opposed to truffles and mushrooms, which the Gemara mentions in different places as being things that grow, but not directly from the ground. It has to be a crop that people are loikate, you gather all in one shot, as opposed to foods that ripen at different times, and because they ripen at different times, so the time to go out into the field and to gather all these different pears won't all be at the same time. Additionally, if it's something that people are machnas lekiyum, meaning it's something that you're able to put in storage, something that's going to last for a long period of time, chayev bepeah, the halach is that it's going to be obligated in a peah. So the Mishnah begins giving a rule. The rule is not all crops are obligated in a peah. So you could have a field, and there could be a time that you don't have to leave over the corner of the field. Where you don't have the lois asay of lois sechales pasotcha, where you don't have the mitzvah asay of la'ani v'la'ger tazoiv oisamani Hashem alekeichem. Meaning, in order for it to qualify for Peah, you have to be able to check all five boxes. It has to meet five criteria. Number one, it has to be something that's overwhelmingly, universally considered as something that people would eat. Number two, it has to be a field that when it was planted was nishmar, it was something that was always protected. You weren't kind of the field from Hefker. The crop has to be something that grows directly from the ground. It has to be a crop where the farmers would gather this crop all in one shot, as opposed to Monday, this is ripe, and then Thursday, that's ripe, and then the following Wednesday, you go and collect more. Additionally, it has to be something that you're able to store away for an extended period of time. And then the Mishnah gives us a few examples of what would qualify. Number one, that tfuah. Tfuah, all grains are considered things that meet these five criteria, and as a result, if you have a field, and there's grains, that wheat, barley, whatever it is that's growing inside your field, the halach is you'd be obligated in peah, v'akitnias. The same is true with regards to kidneys of Pesach fame, beans, b'chlal hazeh, they're all included in this klal. Mishnah Hey continues with this theme, and again, continues to mention things that are going to be obligated in Peah. Uba Elon, what about a tree? So we just mentioned the previous Mishnah, tfuah and kidneys are examples of crops that meet the five criteria, and as a result, they're obligated in Peah. Now, tfuah doesn't grow on a tree, kidneys doesn't grow on a tree. So what about things that grow on a tree? What would be considered? So the Mishnah says, ha'oig. So an oig is sumac. So sumac is a fruit. It's a red fruit. It's something that maybe if you ate, you would make a shachayano on. But either way, apparently once upon a time, it was a more common fruit because you see it's mentioned here in the Mishnah right at the beginning of Seder Zeraim. But either way, sumac, the charubim, caribs, boxer, v'haigoyzim, walnuts, shkedim are almonds, gefanim are grapes, v'rimoinim are pomegranates, zesim are olives, v'atmarim are dates, chayovim bepeya. These are all examples of fruit that meet the five criteria, and because they're examples of fruit that meet the five criteria, again, what are the five criteria? Oichel, universally considered food, nishmar, the field was planted when it was already protected, it was owned, it wasn't hefker. These things grow directly from the ground, likitasa ka'achas, they all ripen around the same time, and these are also things that they don't spoil, they don't perish immediately, but these are things that you're allowed to put away, you can physically put away. The halacha is that these are examples of things that meet these five criteria. As a result, these are the Mishnah's example of things that one is chayev in Peah.